Hey there, awesome humans. Novalane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy digital world. Ever feel like your phone has more control over your life than you do? You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media, promising yourself just one more post, and suddenly it's too. Yes, been there, done that. Today we're diving deep into something super personal. My own journey of overcoming phone addiction and reclaiming control. Because let's face it, our phones are amazing tools, but they can easily become those sneaky villains sucking up our time, energy, and focus. I'm talking about the endless scrolling, the phantom notifications that make you jump, the constant urge to check your screen even when you're in the middle of something awesome. Trust me, I get it. We've all been there. But here's the thing. It doesn't have to be this way. You can absolutely beat phone addiction and take back your life. So buckle up, grab a cuppa. Because we are about to unpack 5 key takeaways that will help you level up your relationship with your phone. First off, awareness is everything. Seriously, how much time are you really spending on your phone? I used to think I was pretty good at it until I actually tracked my screen time. Let's just say it was an eye-opener. Knowing where your time goes is the first step to making a change. Next up, identify your triggers. Those little things that make you reach for your phone: boredom, stress, FOMO, fear of missing out. Figure them out and you can start tackling those root causes head on. Maybe swapping mindless scrolling for a quick workout or taking a few minutes to journal your thoughts instead. Speaking of triggers, let's talk notifications. Ever notice how that little buzz can completely derail your focus? Turn off the non-essentials. Silence those pesky alerts and reclaim your peace of mind. You don't need to be constantly bombarded with updates. Trust me, the world won't end if you miss a notification or two. Now for a game changer. Create phone-free zones and times. Designate certain areas like your bedroom or dinner table as tech-free sanctuaries. And schedule specific digital detox periods throughout your day. Even just 30 minutes of uninterrupted time can make a world of difference. Finally, remember the power of intention. When you do pick up your phone, ask yourself, what's my purpose here? Are you checking something important or just mindlessly scrolling? Make each interaction intentional and meaningful. It's about quality over quantity, people. Okay, real talk time. Remember that feeling when you were supposed to be having a deep conversation with a friend but your phone kept buzzing? You're caught between wanting to connect and the temptation to check every notification. I remember this one time, I was on a date, yes, a real date, not through an app. And my phone started going off like crazy. I felt that internal tug of war, the urge to check it versus staying present in the moment. In hindsight, it was such a major faux pas. The conversation felt forced, and the connection definitely suffered because of it. That's when I realized. If you want genuine connections with people, put the phone down. So, what did we learn today? Awareness is key. Knowing your triggers helps you manage them. Turning off those endless notifications frees up your mind. Creating phone-free zones and times gives you space to breathe and recharge. And remembering your intentions keeps you focused on what truly matters. Let's recap. You've got the power to take control of your phone, not let it control you. It's about awareness, intentionality, and creating boundaries that work for you. Remember, every small step counts. Now, here's your call to action. Share this episode with someone who might need a little reminder to unplug and recharge. Leave us a review on whatever platform you're listening on, it helps others find the show. And most importantly, go out there and make today a phone-free zone in some small way. Until next time, keep it real, keep it intentional, and keep crushing your goals. Peace out.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.